The federal government has underground storage tank operators facing new training guidelines, while EPA inches closer to groundbreaking new pesticide controls. Today is August 10th, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, World Leaders in Operational Risk Management Software and Services for Environmental Reporting.
The EPA has taken the first steps towards strengthening ground-level ozone standards. The agency announced it is conducting a regulatory impact analysis, or RIA, which should provide a general cost estimate of implementing new ozone controls. EPA's goal is to bring the ozone standard down to between 0.070 and 0.075 parts per million. The current ozone standard is 0.084 parts per million. The RIA will also look at reaching a standard as low as 0.065 parts per million or as high as 0.079 parts per million. For more information, visit www.epa.gov/groundlevelozone/actions.html. The EPA's latest lead assessment is now available for public comment. The second draft, the Review of National Air Quality Standards, has been submitted to the Clean Air Science Advisory Committee, an independent think tank. The committee will review the report at a public meeting in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, on August 28th and 29th. EPA also is accepting written comment on the draft assessment until August 29th. The draft assessment does not include any conclusions or recommendations with regard to keeping or changing the current lead air quality standard. EPA must propose whether to revise or retain the current lead standards by May 1, 2008, and issue a final rule by September 1, 2008. Coming up, EPA issues new guidelines for states dealing with UST operators, and professionals get their first glimpse at a list of chemicals to be screened under the agency's new endocrine disruptor screening program, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Calling all operators of USTs. The federal government has some new recommendations for your state's underground storage tank training guidelines. The operator training grant guidelines describe the minimum requirements that states must meet in order to comply with the operator training provision contained in the Energy Policy Act of 2005. The guidelines establish three distinct classes of UST operators and outline training expectations for each. In order for states to comply with these requirements, they must develop state-specific operating training requirements by August 8, 2009, and ensure that all three classes of operators are trained according to state-specific requirements by August 8, 2012. Get ready to learn which pesticides the EPA is planning to screen. On June 18th, EPA published a draft list of 73 active ingredients in pesticides that will be selected for Tier 1 screening. The test will be conducted under the agency's new Endocrine Disruptor Screening Program. After considering comments on the draft list of chemicals, EPA will issue a second notice in the Federal Register. The notice will detail the final list of chemicals. Comments on the draft list are due by September 17th. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, World Leaders in Operational Risk Management Software and Services for Environmental Reporting.